Precise Optical. This is Amber speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, good afternoon, Amber. Is Phil available?
May I ask who's calling?
Yes, my name is Zach with the Bank of Cardiff.
Zach with Bank of Cardiff?
Yeah, I'm actually following up. A coworker, Scott, was working with Phil. Scott had to take a leave of absence, so I was just kind of filling in for him while he was gone.
Okay, just one moment.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Zeiss Optical, we pride ourselves on being readily available to answer all questions. Remember, we are just an email or phone call away whenever you need us. We'll be right with you.
Hey, this is Phil. May I help you?
Hey, Phil. This is Zach with Bank of Cardiff. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks.
I'm good. I know that Scott was working with you. He had to step away for a couple months to take a leave of absence, and it asked me to just check in with you, see how everything was going and kind of see where you're at in the process. I'm just looking at his notes here. It looks like you're looking to bring on a couple of specialized machines here.
Yeah, and we are kind of in a stall pattern. He and I kind of talked about that. I don't know if it's in his notes.
Looks
like we're back to waiting for the two partners to decide if one of them's wanting to sell to the other one.
Okay.
So they're working on a they've got some some guys coming in to evaluate the value of the business, feasibilities, and all that
right.
stuff to figure out what it's going to take to buy out the other one. And
gotcha.
So, because otherwise we'd be going through with, the two partners having to work through the financing together,
yeah.
blah, blah, blah. And that's kind of what's led to this conversation is we were talking to both partners and saying, hey, we need to get this equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And then one partner kind of got cold feet and was like, I think I want out, and then I want to stay in, and now I want out. And so now they're at the point where it's like, all right, they're trying to get this valuation of the business done.
So they got an appraiser over there just kind of setting
right.
a value for everything? Gotcha.
Thank you. You used the right word for me. I went brain dead for a minute.
No, it's Friday. We're all kind of brain dead here.
Yeah, absolutely. I spent 3 days in bed this week, so that didn't help.
Oh, no. Just getting over the flu?
Had some kind of virus. So I was up here till 11 last night, and I'll probably
be
here till 11 tonight trying to get more done and get caught back up. So.
Holy cow. It sounds like long hours for you.
Yeah, but that's what you got to do. So.
Yeah, I understand. So kind of in a holding pattern at this point then.
At the moment, yeah. So,
okay.
It may be that we get this done. I'm hoping within the next 30 days that we get this done so that we can
okay.
move forward. Because we've got some new accounts coming on that are going to be, I'm going to need the equipment.
Yeah, and I was listening to the conversations you had with Scott, and you were saying that, the amount of revenue that these new machines would bring on and the amount of jobs that you're going to be able to do, it sounds like something that would be, absolutely beneficial for the business.
Absolutely. So I just got to get these two to, all I can do is be the manager. Yeah, all I can do is be the manager and say, okay, guys, I need your money. And,
right.
But if they're not, yeah. So
until that point,
where
yeah.
I'm stuck at the moment.
Okay. So maybe check back with you mid May, see if anything's changed, and
yeah,
then just go from there.
That'd be fine. Yeah.
Okay. Great. Well,
a couple weeks to see where things are at.
Okay. That sounds good. And I truly appreciate your time today. And my name is Zach. Again, I'm just stepping in for Scott while he's out.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, I just wanted to touch base with you. We hadn't forgotten about you, and I would love to do something with you if possible.
All right. Thanks so much, Zach.
All right, Phil. You have a great weekend.
You too, buddy. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.